Praise the Lord. Good morning, people of God. What a joy it is for me to be at St. John Baptist Church today as we celebrate, as we party, as we thank God for the life and ministry of our pastor, Reverend Dr. Robert Turner. I've got some good news for you today, and it's rooted in the Lord's Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter. If you would join me there at the first three verses. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me, in my Father's house. Many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am. Thus far, the word of God. In the time that is mine, this morning, I'd like to preach from the subject, you cannot beat good leadership. You cannot beat good leadership. The founder of Microsoft wrote maybe 20 years ago that in order to move successfully into the new century, you have to have leaders whose major intent is to empower people. That was true 20 years ago. It's true today, and it will be true tomorrow. A real leader is one that is committed to empowering people. Power to the people. That's the marching orders of a real leader. As we come as a church to celebrate one who has led us for 28 years, I want us to just take an introspective view, and I want us to take an assessment of where we are as a church after 28 years of this leader. A real leader, whether that is of a family or a community or a business or an athletic team, or a city, or a county, or a state, or a nation, a global leader must be one who has as their major intent the empowering of people. There's a little book written by a fellow named Robert Payne. And he writes it from his dual perspective. He is an ordained pastor, minister of the church, and he's also an officer in the military. And from this perspective, he lifts a model of what a good leader ought be assessed by, and it's three-pronged. It has to be what is the goal, what is the focus. That's number one. What is this all about? What do we want for this family? What do we want for this community? What do we want for this church? And then the second has to be the team. What's the team that the leader puts in place to accomplish these goals? And the third assessment is the leader himself or herself. What's happening with them? Now, I said that you can't beat good leadership. And in our context, St. John, in our context, we have to ask the question, what are we gathered for? What is the major purpose of the church? A few years ago, you built this magnificent building. Is that the major focus? Is it the budget and how much money you raise? Is that the major focus? Is it whether or not the membership that is brought into the church are members of the who's who? Should that be the major focus? No. The major focus of the church is bringing people into relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the major focus. You can do that under a tree and you've succeeded. You can do that in someone's backyard and you've succeeded. The major focus is bringing people into relationship with the Lord. The leader, for me, who is the leader of leaders, is the Lord Jesus Christ. I put him at the top of my list. He's higher than the president. He's higher than a pastor. He's higher than the CEO or the CFO. Jesus is at the apex. The goal of a Christian leader is to get people connected to Jesus. Amen. Then you have to ask the question, has that been the model used by our pastor for 28 years? And I would say everything that has come out of this church has had that as its focus. Getting people connected to Christ, and that connection empowering the people to be them, their best selves. That has been the focus of this leader. The team. A good leader is a team builder. A leader that you can't beat is one that is bigger than his one or her one self. You measure them by those they bring in close around them who are doing the work and helping them accomplish the mission. If the leader is the only one that knows you in a sorry shape, if the leader is the only one that can get a prayer through, you in a sorry situation. If the leader is the only one that knows Jesus, you're in a sorry situation. But a real leader builds a team. Amen. We just left one president, and we could see the team he built. And the team he built was as sorry as he was. And the nation was in major trouble. The new president has been reaching for the best, no matter the gender, no matter the race. But the thing that they all have in common is they are, without contradiction, the best in their field. So a real leader that is a blessing to the people knows the team, spends time with the team, studies the team. The leader knows the weaknesses and strengths of the team.
Listen to Jesus. Peter, man, the devil wants to sift you like wheat, but I've been praying for you. Hallelujah. That's the sign of a real leader. Thomas, who wouldn't believe unless he put his hand in the wound. Jesus knew his weakness, knew what he was like. He studied his disciples. He spent time with them, and he got the best out of him, out of them. Praise the name of our God. Oh, St. John has been under that kind of leadership. When COVID hit, this spectacular building that you built, hallelujah, has had the doors locked and the lights turned off. But St. John is still alive in Columbia, Maryland, because the leader with the team has built in the people, the church, built in the people, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so wherever, hallelujah, St. John is scattered, there Jesus is. And that, my brothers and sisters, is power. And we've got the kind of leader that has done that for us. The third is the leader self. What is the leader like? Is the leader growing? Is Pastor the same today as he was 28 years ago? And I can tell you, no. Through the years, he's kept working with himself. He's continued to build on himself. He's continued to search and acquire deeper qualities and better qualities. Hallelujah. His spiritual life is better than it was 28 years ago. His prayer time is better than it was 28 years ago. Hallelujah. He has worked to get the best out of himself. Look at a school. He's been a lifelong learner. High school and college and graduate school and doctorate. And then in order to minister to his people, he's developed the certification of being a coach. Hallelujah, trying to get the best out of it. I like the terminology, a coach. Amen. A coach of a team doesn't want one star. A coach of a team wants everybody on the roster to be a superstar. Hallelujah. My wife is a preacher, and when she started preaching, the girl is bad. And people, after hearing her, they would say to me, oh, you better watch her. She's good. You better watch her. As if her gift is an affront to me. I said to them, I don't understand your warning. That's like telling the quarterback, you better watch that halfback. If you ain't careful, he gonna get a touchdown. You want everybody to get the maximum out of what they're doing. And so our pastor married well. Hallelujah. And if he doesn't get you in the spirit, his wife will get you in the body. Then he surrounds himself with quality team members to get the best for you. Oh, how about the man himself? I mean, he looks like he did 20 years ago. I mean, you got a marathon pastor. I mean, literally, this brother still running marathons, giving God the best of his mind, the best of his spirit, the best of his body. Ah, he's prepared to be a coach to get the best out of you in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. A real leader cares about the condition you're in. COVID is going on all around you, and I hear Pastor mimicking Jesus, saying to you, don't freak out. Don't be anxious. The God that has brought us across these years, and the God that has kept me for 28 years as your pastor, is the God that's going to bring us through COVID-19. Let not your heart be troubled. Listen to focus. You believe in God? Believe also in me. My goal is that where I am, you will be also. Hallelujah. Pastor Turner is not the only one in St. John that ought to be able to get a prayer through. His goal is to get you that when trouble breaks out in your home, you don't have to wake him up every time at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you know how to bow your head and call on God, because you've been taught by a leader. And then you can lead those around you, that they might be better and better as you are better and better. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I declare you can't beat good leadership. The greatest leadership I know is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And watch him. He stayed in contact with the Father. And I declare unto you that every leader ought to have a leader. I'm scared of anybody who wants to lead me and they don't have a leader. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I hear our pastor saying, follow me as I follow Jesus. But the goal is that you follow Jesus. And the way is the pastor will teach, the pastor will preach, the pastor will pray, the pastor will lead, that you'll be able not to see the pastor, but you will be able to see Jesus. That's the sign of a good leader. And by God's grace, you've been led by the best. So don't get upset that you might brag on him too much. Go ahead and brag on him. Don't get upset that you might praise him too much. Go ahead and praise him. As long as there is one that you brag on more than you brag on him, one that you praise more than you praise him, sir, ma'am, that we would see Jesus. And the man or the woman that gives us a clearer view of Jesus is worthy of our celebration. This pastor who takes time to minister to the children. Hallelujah. Your reputation is out, not only in Columbia, but it's moving across this nation. His leadership has brought you from 400 people to 2,000 people. Hallelujah. Little church by the side of the road, and now a major edifice. But more important than all of that, there is now in this county an army of men and women, boys and girls, who follow Jesus. Thank God for a pastor who could teach us how to get in relationship to the Lord, to God, to our Savior, to the Master, to the King of Kings. We've been led properly so the devil cannot defeat us. Hallelujah, right where you are. Come on, say that to yourself. I've been led properly so the devil cannot defeat me. I've been taught, I've been led, I've had before me an exemplar who has shown me how to put the Lord first. And because the Lord is first in my life and first in my family and first in my church, the devil can't do me no harm. And so we come to praise and magnify the Lord. And we have every confidence that we've got the victory. 2 years ago this month, the Preakness was held here in Maryland, in Baltimore, right up the road from Columbia. There was a horse named Bard Express running in the Preakness. They rang the bell, jumped out of the gate. He threw the jockey off, and he ran the race all by himself. When I read about it, I went up to the Preakness and inquired, could I get an interview with Bard Express? I want to talk to that horse. And I interviewed the horse. I asked the horse, why did you throw the jockey off? He said the jockey had no game plan. He wasn't focused. He was so full of anxiety and nerves. He kept whipping me. Time to take off. He whipping me. He hadn't spent quality time with me. He hadn't shown me that he loved me. And then he messed around and put on too many pounds. He expect me to run with him on my back, and he was just heavy and breathing strong and hadn't prepared me. And I figured I could do this thing all by myself better than sticking with him. Well, for 28 years, you've had a jockey who's given you focus and given you love. And here you are in the winner's circle. And in the winner's circle, you, St. John, are turning around and saying, we want to salute our pastor. And the pastor is turning around and saying, after 28 years, I want to salute my Savior. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we can win this race. I don't care what the devil does. The trumps come and go. The racists raise their head and back off if they want to. But we will not be defeated because we've got leaders that have taught us if we keep our hands in God's hands, everything will be all right. St. John, run your race. There's a great crowd of witnesses in the stands cheering you on. Victory is yours. Hallelujah. 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 And amen.